Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Slash Film Daily. Today is Thursday, December 19th, 2024. On today's episode of the show, I'm going to present a very brief interview with sound designer Lee Gilmore. My name is Ben Pearson. I'm an editor at slashfilm.com, and I was planning to skip an episode today because we have so much going on at Slash Film right now. We're insanely busy. There's so much happening, end of the year stuff. I have a lot of podcasts that I'm preparing to have ready for you all for next week. But I really hate skipping episodes of the show. I want to try to make sure that you all have something to listen to every day as often as I can. And I remember that we had some audio from a conversation that happened back in October that I thought would be really fun to share with you, or at the very least, it'd be better than just letting the feed go dark for a day. So Lee Gilmore is a sound editor and sound designer who has worked on lots of things that you've probably seen. Law & Order SVU, Zack Snyder's Sucker Punch, Zero Dark Thirty, The Amazing Spider-Man movies, David Ayer's Fury, Zootopia, Star Trek Beyond, La La Land, Moana, Blade Runner 2049, Matt Reeves' The Batman, Dan Trachtenberg's Prey, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, and many, many more. The breadth and variation of this guy's career is pretty staggering. And this year alone, he worked on Dune Part 2, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, Deadpool and Wolverine, Saturday Night, and the movie that we're here to talk about, Alien Romulus. BJ spoke with Lee at Griffith Park in Los Angeles earlier this year, where the studio had set up an Alien Romulus-themed pop-up experience near the haunted hayride out there. And you could take pictures with a life-sized xenomorph that they brought out to the site. She posted some photos of that on her Instagram account, and I will link to that in the show notes to give you a better sense of what that was like. But she spoke with Lee about the sound in Alien Romulus for a few minutes out there. So I'm just going to play that audio, which has like some natural sound effects and stuff like that in the background. It's kind of like raw in the field audio. And then we'll call it a day today. So here is BJ's chat with Lee Gilmore.
Hello, this is BJ Colangelo with Slash Film, and we are here today to talk about Alien Romulus. So the first question that I have for you is that there's nothing better than a good squelch sound. What, for you as a sound designer, what is the perfect squelch sound? How do you make the perfect squelch?
The perfect squelch for me, a lot of times when you're doing gore stuff, it can be like just really kind of wet and, you know, drippy. And I like stuff that really sounds like it came from inside your body, you know, like during Kay's birth scene. You know, we wanted stuff that almost had like an inhaling breathing quality, like it's coming from inside of a wound, you know, and has a cavity feeling. Like we record a lot of pumpkins being ripped and stuff because pumpkins have such kind of a cavity vibe to them. So like when Navarro has the chest burster coming out, that's, you know, different, you know, pumpkin recordings that we had done. But I like things that just like kind of have like a suction sound to them almost, you know. You know, when Kay's stepping on like the molted skin, you know, of the baby, you know, it's kind of got a, you know. So a lot of that can be like mud sounds, that kind of thing. So I tried to stay away from kind of your traditional like bloody drip stuff and go with, you know, pumpkins and different types of foods and muds. I'd had like baked beans, or sorry, refried beans coming out of the can. You know, I recorded that kind of stuff because it's got that real gross, like slow suction sound coming out. So that's kind of like my jam as far as gore stuff goes.
I love that. And there's something about the way that, speaking of this birth scene, that like the offspring, or we were calling him the Xeno Man earlier, but the way that he moves around, and it's in such an open space. So what do you do to make that very human, very gross sound not lose itself in such a big open space, like, you know, the ship?
One of my sound designers, Chris Terhune, was in charge of the offspring, and he just did an incredible job on it. And he doesn't make a ton of sounds, you know, and originally it's one of these things where it was like less is more. Like, we had vocals in for him, but he was a lot more scarier if he was just kind of standing there. The first time he's revealed, like all the sound drops out, and it's great because like you can just hear the whole theater's buttholes clench up at once, you know. But what was great about The Offspring is he's really sold by the size of his body. Like when you hear his hands slam down or his fingernails tap against the wall. And it's this, how he's reacting to the space is what really makes him scary for me. You know, hearing all the vibrations and things like that. And then our effects mixer and co-supervisor Will Files was great at the mix part of the show because he just did this amazing reverb treatments to really sell the cavernous space of like being down in the cargo hold and all that.
Fantastic. I think I have time for one last question. So earlier when we were doing sort of like this general discussion, you were talking about, you know, the boot up sound being like one of your favorites. What is your favorite sound effect in any genre movie? It doesn't have to be Alien, that really makes you appreciate the work that you do.
Ironically, as it is, my favorite sound of any movie period was that Nostromo boot up. It's been my favorite forever. And I loved it so much that I tried to like kind of recreate my own version on, you know, like 10 years ago. I was working on a Star Trek and I'm like, let me try to, you know, do my own boot up sequence. And it doesn't work for Star Trek at all because Star Trek's shiny and pretty and all this stuff. So I had all these kind of boot up sounds just sitting on a hard drive, you know, for 10 years that I finally got to use. But that original Nostromo boot up is just like every time I listen to it, I just smile. It gives me goosebumps, and because they're just weird sounds, you know, it doesn't sound like computers. And being able to have the chance to do that on our own with the Echo Probe was just a dream come true.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. This has been fantastic, and congratulations on a fantastic film.
Thank you.
All right, short episode today. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you all enjoyed that. You can find more about Alien Romulus at slashfilm.com. Slash Film Daily is published every weekday, bringing the most exciting news from the world of movies and TV, as well as deeper dives into the great features you can find on the site. You can subscribe to the show on Apple, Overcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Send your feedback, questions, comments, concerns, and mailbag topics to us at bpearson@slashfilm.com. Make sure to leave your name and general geographic location in case we mention your email on the air. Don't forget to take a minute to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That really helps us out a lot. Tell your friends about the show any way you can. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you all tomorrow.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.